AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A month into the war, Ukrainian forces have thwarted Russia's attempts to take the capital, Kyiv, and many other big cities. Russia has occupied others, and Ukraine is accusing Moscow of forcibly relocating hundreds of thousands from those cities to Russia. Ukraine says it's a pressure tactic to force Kyiv to yield. President Biden has been meeting with European allies to discuss the situation. He's touting unity as the best way to fight back. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The president says Vladimir Putin did not anticipate this.
Putin was banking on NATO being split.
At the alliance's headquarters, the president says it instead is more united than ever, and in a series of summits with European leaders.
The single most important thing is for us to stay unified.
Part of the discussion focused on how to respond to a potential Russian chemical attack in Ukraine. The president's also announced more sanctions on Russia, more humanitarian aid for Ukraine as well. But the allies are stopping short of providing all the weaponry Ukraine's president wants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senate Judiciary Committee stands adjourned.
Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson have concluded. Democrats are on track to confirm, but on the Senate floor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't vote for her.
The most radical pro-court packing fringe groups badly wanted this nominee for this vacancy. Judge Jackson was the court packer's pick, and she testified like it.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin says that's weak.
Here is our opportunity to put the first African-American woman on the United States Supreme Court. And that these are the best arguments they can come up with against her. It really troubles me.
And on Wall Street, stocks recouped yesterday's losses as crude oil prices fell. This is AP News. Search teams in southern China, where a China Eastern Airlines Boeing jet crashed on Monday, have found a wing and some engine parts. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hundreds of people in rain gear and rubber boots are searching muddy forested hills for the second flight recorder from a jetliner that crashed with 132 people aboard. No survivors have been found since the Boeing 737-800 dived into a mountainous area, but authorities say they're still looking. Officials report, though, that some human remains and engine parts have been located, as well as items from the cockpit and some belonging to passengers. One of the two black box recorders believed to be the cockpit voice recorder was found on Wednesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
132 people were aboard the flight when it went down. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.